this is just me as a real person. I think it's time for the people of Cornwall to be listened to, and I don't think that's happened with successive leaders or councils. They've gone off in directions that perhaps people are not happy with, and I think these parties, these other parties, and look, this is a difficult one because I'm not criticizing them. They've run their parties the way that they think they need to run, but they've taken their focus off what's important, and that's the people that vote for us. And I think it's time for a different way. Cornwall Council is £1.4 billion in debt. This was something that was started with the Liberal Democrats, and it was continued under the Conservatives. And it became particularly clear when I was speaking to businesses that Cornwall Council is not listening. So, as a reform candidate, I want to be a voice that actually, and you hear this so many times, but oh, I'll do things differently. I'll listen and I'll make sure that your voice is heard in Cornwall Council. I think we're the only way that is actually going to happen. We've actually got people that are standing for reform throughout the whole of Cornwall that are not career politicians, that are just normal working people that have seen the struggles within Cornwall Council.
And in terms of, let's look at the division. It's a division that takes in the businesses and so on. I've spoken to other candidates in the same division who are standing, and they've outlined what they think are the key issues that people are bringing up. What are people saying to you then? What's the
Okay,
key
so
issues?
parking. I never thought parking would be such a major issue, but I get it. We need to take a bottom-up approach to how we manage the council. We need to start listening to the grassroots people. So obviously we've got the parking situation, and that's through the whole of the Newquay Central and Pentire area. Parking is critical. What I've been hearing is it's quite an unusual district in that you've got such wealth and such poverty within 5 minutes of each other. We need to focus on the cost of living crisis. We need to make sure that people have long-term jobs and that we're less seasonal. We obviously need to focus on the travel and tourism side. And when I say that links into the sewage and the beaches, we're not managing Newquay very effectively. We've got greedy after COVID, and we charge lots and lots of money, and the cost of living crisis nationally is having a massive effect on us down in the southwest. And housing, as a dad of four children under 20 years old, it is insane that my 20-year-old daughter, who's desperate to live in Cornwall, is looking at moving to Australia because she can't afford to live down here. And we, when I hear one of the councillors say that we've got some new affordable houses from £240,000, I just sit there and I think, what planet are you on if you think £240,000 is affordable? So those are the key areas that I've pledged, my four key pledges, and I'll stick by them. From talking to the people and being out and canvassing, those issues have not changed. And also, a lot of pushback on the other parties as well. People have just had enough.
How much of this election at a local level will be decided by what's going on nationally, and how much of it, in particularly in Newquay Central, will be decided by the issues on the ground?
I think massively the national issues. I think people don't see this as a council election. They see it as a they see Labour as the problem, and Labour have caused have done a lot of damage. The Conservatives have done massive damage as well, and this Lewis Gardner situation just confirms the belief that they're all in it for themselves, and they're not in it for the people of Cornwall. So I think you're going to get a big protest vote, and people are going to use this opportunity to go, hopefully, for reform. And look, from the people that I've been speaking to, that's the case. Yeah, there are some local issues, but you need an economy that's working effectively from a national level to be successful on a local level. So they're definitely intertwined, but there's definitely a big focus on it nationally.
Yeah, I just have to say that I know Councillor Gardner would push back on that, saying that he served the people and had their interests at heart throughout. I mean, in terms of parking, if we could just go back to that for a second, what's your thoughts on what some will call privatisation by the Conservative administration of several car parks, not just here in Newquay, but across Cornwall, and by passing them to this third party Cornwall Council contractor, so it's Corserve, and the possible introduction of these ANPR cameras? Is it reversible? And, what will you do about that?
Yeah, of course it's reversible. Everything's reversible. I get a little bit disillusioned when everyone's like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Of course we can. We need to be a bit more dynamic in our approach to Cornwall Council. And look, it will make mistakes. It's made lots of mistakes. It's about owning up to those mistakes. And it's about not repeating the very same thing that you've done in the first place. Newquay is a car-driven town, and parking is the lifeblood of Newquay. People want convenience. People want cheap parking. And people want to be able to get into town and do the things that they want to do. I think we should go further. I think we should have more parking. I think we should keep it under the control of Cornwall Council. And I think we should look at trying to implement some free parking in the winter. I think we need to manage the costs better. We need to stop wasting money as a council so that we have to rely on extortionate parking charges, which just never works, because it stops people coming into the town. It stops businesses being able to grow. It stops businesses being able to employ people, and the cycle continues. So no, look, anything can be reversed, and it should be reversed. And if it's not the right decision for Cornwall, then and for Newquay, we need to change.
I've got to ask, it seems there's been pushback from certain quarters against Reform as a party. Is the party breaking through, or has the party been overshadowed by the Rupert Lowe, Nigel Farage situation?
From my experience, no. There's been people talking about it, the Rupert Lowe, Nigel Farage situation, but at the end of the day, I've done this for nearly 10 years now. I'm standing for Reform. Nigel Farage is my leader. He had the decency to come down and see us in Camelford to say thank you for all the candidates that are standing. I get the impression that we are looking at the next Prime Minister. Of course, there's some bias, and and there is some pushback. And yet there are certain parts of society that are being nasty, absolutely nasty. Now, the good thing with an election is you don't need to be nasty. You don't have to vote for me. Of course, I want you to vote for me, and I want you to feel that I'm the right party and I'm the right person to help deliver the change that you're looking for. But this nastiness that's associated, and the difficulty I have is people don't get to know you, and they just assume, and this I'm trying to keep out of what type of people it is, but there's no need for this. We need to be able to have a good, sensible conversation. And if it's not right for you, you don't need to be nasty. You don't need to be horrible. You just need to decide that you're not voting for that party. That's the whole point in having these interviews. That's the whole point of putting yourselves out there. But yeah, there has been some pushback, particularly from people that, I don't know why, are scared of what Reform are trying to do. What, be proud, put England first, put England at the top of a list for a change and just be supportive? I don't understand that pushback. And people are allowed to push back, but just don't understand the nastiness either.
What makes you want to stand, and particularly why Newquay?
Because that's where I've been for the last 30, 35 years. I stood at the last general election. I have four children, 20, 18, 11 and 9. And they are desperate to stay in Cornwall, but I don't know whether any of my four children will actually stay in Cornwall. And that is really sad that we can't give them a hope and a future in the town that they were born and raised in. You know, they're all Cornish, born and bred, and we've lived out of Saints in St. Colin Major for over 30 years. So I'm doing it for my children. I'm doing it for the youngsters of Newquay. It's got some brilliant people. It's got some issues. It's got some challenges. It's got some alcohol issues, some drug issues. We need to take a different approach to Newquay, because whatever we're trying at the moment is not working. We need to try. We can't just move problems around. We can't just move them into different towns, because that's not dealing with the problem. So we need a real voice for Cornwall, and we need a real voice for Newquay. And I'm sorry, my opinion is only Reform can do that.